This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. President Bush promised today that elections will go ahead next month in Iraq as scheduled. He admitted more violence is likely as the elections draw near. But in a speech to Marines at Camp Pendleton, California, the president said the U.S. will succeed at securing Iraq and that that will make Americans safer.
A free Iraq will be a major victory in the war on terror. Free nations do not export terror. Free nations listen to the hopes and aspirations of their people. Free nations are peaceful nations. And a free Iraq will make America more secure and the world a peaceful place.
Those words from President Bush come on a day when the number of U.S. combat deaths in Iraq reached 1,000. And as the New York Times reports on a secret CIA cable, warning that the situation in Iraq is bleak and likely to get worse. For more on that development, we're joined now by NPR's Mary Louise Kelly. And Mary Louise, tell us more about this cable. This was from the outgoing station chief in Baghdad. What does it say?
Exactly. So this is not an official CIA report, but it's the views of this one person, the CIA chief in Baghdad. So basically the most senior U.S. intelligence official in Iraq. He wrote it and sent it late last month, sent it back to CIA headquarters here in Washington, and sent it just as he was finishing up a year-long tour of duty in Iraq. So it's his assessment of the political situation, economic situation, and, of course, security situation in the country, and it's not good news. He describes a security situation that, in his view, is bad, probably going to get worse before it gets better. He is predicting more violence, more clashes, both with U.S. troops in Iraq and also between various Iraqi factions there.
And is there any note of optimism in that cable?
There is a little bit of good news in here. One government official who I spoke to today who has read the report stressed that it does paint, in fact, a mixed picture, that particularly on the political front, there is some grounds for optimism, and this official was pointing to some steps, baby steps, but still some steps forward that the interim Iraqi government is taking to assert its authority over the country. And, of course, the report, you know, points to the scheduled elections coming up in January. But overall, I think this appraisal is a pretty depressing picture, and certainly a very different picture from the one that we are hearing from senior administration officials, including President Bush.
Let's talk just a bit about the situation on the ground. We mentioned that the number of U.S. troops killed in combat now in Iraq hit 1,000 today.
Right. That's U.S. troops killed in action, so combat deaths as opposed to accidents, suicides, heart attacks, etc. But yes, there's been no let-up in insurgent attacks, no let-up in bombings. We heard today from Russian President Vladimir Putin saying he can't imagine how it will be possible to hold elections under the current conditions in Iraq. President Bush, of course, as we heard, vowing that they will go ahead. The other development in terms of security in Iraq, last week the U.S. embassy in Baghdad told U.S. officials they can no longer use the road to the airport from Baghdad. This is the 10-mile stretch between the city of Baghdad and the airport. The U.S. has been unable to secure it. There are still massive problems with car bombings along that road. And from now on, U.S. officials are supposed to take helicopters instead of cars to get to the airport. So there is still plenty of evidence that the security situation in Iraq is continuing to deteriorate.
NPR's Mary Louise Kelly. Mary Louise, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Melissa.